More than 200 foreign investors are expected to travel to New Zealand in the next year under a new short-stay visa exemption. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment expects they'll bring in investment and technology expertise and hundreds of millions of dollars. The Ministry says it hasn't publicised the border changes widely because it only applies to those shoulder-tapped by state agencies. Amy Williams reports.
The two new border exemptions get the briefest of descriptions on the Immigration New Zealand website, just the names of the government programs they're linked to. The Business Ministry says they were not publicised widely because the people likely to qualify are very niche and will be invitation only. June Ranson chairs the Association for Migration and Investment and says she would like to know more.
New Zealand needs the investment monies. There's no getting away from it. But it would have been very, very good if they had in fact made the industry and the public aware of what their plans were.
The new exemptions come under the Ministry's Innovative Partnerships Programme and New Zealand Trade and Enterprise's Investment Attractions. Under the latter, officials are able to identify and invite key people from companies to visit here in order to facilitate high-value international investment into the country. NZTE's General Manager of Investment, Dylan Lawrence, says the agency does plan to publicise the exemption once it has worked through the detail. He says investor interest in New Zealand has never been higher.
It's been pretty difficult to be able to turn that interest and that profile into getting investors and companies to transact. And the key constraint's been this inability for them to be able to bring their people into the country to be able to conduct due diligence.
He says those interested in investing want to be here to make decisions.
We've tried these various ways to conduct due diligence virtually. You know, we've tried GoPros and drones to do site visits, and we've tried introducing them to people in New Zealand who could act as their trusted partners on the ground. But ultimately, we got minimal take-up, and a number of projects or investment projects were paused. So I think it's been really important for New Zealand to get this exemption up and running.
Mr. Lawrence says NZTE is already fielding interest from people wanting to resume projects. Now they can apply to come here under the new border exemption. The new innovative partnerships exception allows MB to invite key people from companies that are pushing the boundaries of technology and solving the world's big problems to help them find investment opportunities here. The Ministry's Dr. Peter Crabtree oversees the partnership program.
We've been as creative as we can be in terms of maintaining relationships, and so have the companies themselves in terms of keeping their operations running. I think it's really the opportunity cost. We don't want to miss out at this point.
He says interest in New Zealand as a research and development destination has surged due to the country's response to the pandemic.
It's almost bottomless at the moment in some ways. You know, there are so many people who are interested. I suppose New Zealand's brand is a very, very strong one. It was already a strong one in terms of our niche areas of innovation, and people are really drawn to the idea of actually basing operations here.
He says they're looking at bringing in expertise that supports the New Zealand Space Agency and are working through the criteria to prioritise investors. The first could arrive here within weeks. MB's General Manager of Employment, Skills and Immigration Policy, Ruth Isaac, says the border exemptions for investors are the next steps to ramp up connectivity with the world and support the country's economic recovery.
The immediate pipeline of opportunities made possible by these border exceptions could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars worth of benefits to the New Zealand economy.
Any investors arriving from outside Australia will need to apply for a room in managed isolation. For Morning Report, Amy Williams.